Okay. Simashinya Tess. Zivches. Now, the Mechaber says, if you ain't sharing the karshinin, you're not allowed to soak the karshinin. Karshinin is some kind of hard vegetable which they fed to animals. The Haina Shemitziv Mayim Aleim, you soak it in water, where there's water covering it. Bekli, Kidei Lahase Apsalis. And the purpose of soaking it is in order that the dirt that's caked onto it will fall off. The Havalei Kibayr. Chabi uses the lashon of kibayr. It's like bayr. Mishmur says, "Who adinim yesh pseidus va'echum uravim? Also litnam b'mayim, can't put it into water. Kedeshi yipa pseidus lamata, so the pseidus will fall down to the bottom, and the good stuff will float to the top. You're using the water to separate the two." Now, the lashon of the Mechaber is kibayra. Sounds like it's not a real bayra. It's only like bayra. The Bir Halacha speaks well. The Bir Halacha says, the lashon Rashi b'zeh da'avalei bayra. By Imperium Gadim, she was stopping Yesh b'zeh chiv chattis. Question of, this is real bayra? Is it considered bayra? Or is it kibayra? Is it deraisa or drabanan? Now, could be pshat and kibayra is because you're using this kli with water in order to separate the two. So looks like you're doing a bayr with a kli. Now, from here began a discussion in the Paiskim of if I have a fruit, I have an apple, I have a fruit, which before you eat the fruit, you wash it, right? So you want to wash your fruit before you eat it. And then the same question really is about washing dishes. There's a mefarsh halach and some shinchav gimel that I'm allowed to wash my dishes as long as it's not a shalav hachana, right? I cannot wash my dishes on Shabbos for after Shabbos, but Friday night I can wash it for Shabbos day. So I'm allowed to wash the dirt off my dishes. So can I wash my fruit? Is that the same thing as soaking it? Am I allowed to soak it? So what we see from here is that any type of fruit or vegetables or types of foods where there's dust or dirt stuck onto it, or it's mixed with psilis, it's also to soak it in water in order to remove the psilis from them. And this is even if it's kavanas to eat the fruit right away, because it's like bayre psilis with the chaychel, or maybe it's even kibayre, looks like a kli, which is also even lauta. Now, lafuke, to exclude kelim. Over there, we say that there's no issa to wash the kelim, or to wash them, that the dirt should come off them, either because it's not stuck to it, or it's not called bayre. It's called washing kelim. It's called washing kelim. And even by soaking them in water, it's before later on, or earlier, it's before that it will be muta. And exactly what the chilik between kelim and oichel is not clear in words to say, but it seems that there is some kind of chilik between the two. Now, let's say I'm taking the fruit, which I said about washing the fruit. I'm not soaking it in a basin of water. It's under the faucet. Under the faucet, I'm washing it. I'm letting the water come down. So over here, there are many achrayim which have tshuvas, including the Igros Maisha, the Mechas Yitzchak Shevelei, others. They have tshuvas where they want to be mechash. Maisha actually says ve'efsha and ends with tzarchin ledina. But other achrayim are more convinced about this, that when you turn on the faucet and the water is running from the faucet, you put the fruit under the faucet to wash of the dirt on the fruit, that's not bayra. That's rechitzas aperis. It's a play of words. You're washing the fruit. Bayra is when you're doing something to separate the good from the bad or the bad from the good. So when I have a bowl of water and I'm soaking in it so that the two should separate from each other, and one should float to the bottom and stay, the other stay on top or stay separate. That's like boira or boira. But if I'm doing it under the running water of the faucet, that's not a problem. And halacha lemaisa, that's the minhag ha'olam, that if you want to wash a fruit off, wash the fruit from dirt that's on it, to do it under the running water. Where it's negated to is that sometimes you have these packages of lettuce, or cabbage, lettuce, where lettuce especially, where if you ever realize the bug-free lettuce are a lot of times filled with sand. And a lot of that sand they put there on purpose. The ones which are weak are chsherim, they put more sand. Because they want you to wash it well before you use it. So that's what chayv you. So I'm serious. It's part of the hechsher's cheshbon. I think so. So what you do is under the running water, you take one leaf at a time and you rub it under the running water. You can put some soap on it and rub it under the running water. Huh?
Do you rub the spike? Anything?
When?
Pretty lettuce.
Do whatever your kashrus organization tells you to. Okay. I'll ask my wife what she does. Yeah.
So can you scrub the fruit underneath the water?
Yeah, again, as long as it's not killing bugs.
Why is that allowed if you're separating it?
What are you separating?
You're taking off the dirt from the actively doing it.
Under the running water, you're rubbing it. And that's called rechitas haperis. Look at Ramesh's chuvah. You're not doing it, it's not boira. You're washing it.
So let's say it wasn't under the water. I was just picking off bits of dirt. Would that be okay?
That's Tehim says
Umaycha.
That's exactly what it says here. In Shuffin. That's not washing. Washing is you turn on the faucet. Okay.
Rechitza is separation. So I am separating.
So what's Pshat Shechav Gimel that says you can wash the dishes? So either you can say Kelim are different, or you could say no, Rechitza is different. These are Chayim saying that Pshat is Rechitza is different. There's a tzura to Baira. There's not tzura of Baira. Okay.
The other tshuva say the same thing as of Moshe?
The others say clearly, Moshe Vefsha, and then he says Tzarchan and Ladina at the end. He's not 100% convinced of it. The others are more convinced of it, yeah. Yeah. Now, I want to make something clear also. What are we talking about over here? Our apples, there's no shiloh because there's no dirt stuck to the apple. We wash it because maybe something was sprayed on it or some Arab touched it. We wash it. No, seriously, there's no real dirt, right? There's no real dirt. You're doing it because you prefer washing. If you didn't have water, you would just rub it against your jacket. I mean, I'm saying there's no real dirt on it. There's no real dirt. We're talking about over here in this halacha where there's dirt caked onto it. Sometimes you can buy potatoes where there's dirt caked on. Where there's this dust or dirt. Let's say the apple was wet and fell on the floor and rolled on the floor, so then dirt gets stuck to it. You dropped your lollipop, so then it got dirty. Right? Now you want to wash it off. The child's screaming for his lolly, right? You don't have another red one. So, you know, I'm saying that's dirt. It has to be knicker. Dirt, when we're talking about dirt, we're saying dirt that's knicker. If it's not knicker, if you're just doing it because there's some germs or some bacteria or something like that, it's not what we're referring to. So that would for sure be mutter. The chiddush that the Achronim are dealing with is when it is knicker that there's dirt there and you want to remove that dirt.
If it's not knicker, it's mutter even to soak in water.
It's not nickel, yeah. Okay, but why are you soaking it? Why isn't it enough just to wash it? No, I'm asking because
it's easier.
Bugs. So first of all, if they're live bugs, then yeah, you have to be careful not to kill them. But usually these things don't have live bugs. It's flies that maybe flew it. I'm saying it depends what we're talking about. Going back to lettuce.
Why is soaking not rechitza?
Because you're soaking, you're not washing. It's not rechitza. You don't wash by, you don't wash food by soaking. You soak the food to separate the dirt from the thing. Okay. If you don't like the head, then don't take it.
No,
I'm serious. I hear what's bothering you. Yeah.
There's bugs and whatever it is you're washing, would you not be able to soak it?
Real live bugs?
Dead bugs, even. Still
dead bugs you can wash off. Yeah, that's not a problem. Okay.
So if it is
live bugs? Sorry. Then you can't kill them. If you're going to kill them, that's in the. Can't
soaking
do it.
Kills them?
Soaking?
Yeah.
Depends what type of bugs, if they'll drown them. I mean, they're talking about wash them under the water, we'll wash them there. Okay, then the halacha continues, says, I think we mentioned that from here you see that if the bear is happening like agavdik, not on purpose, I'm using the sifter to move the kashin from place to place, and while it's moving, dirt's falling through the cracks, so that's fine. We said the same thing as I want to use the wide spoon but with the holes to pick the big piece of chicken up and bring it out to my plate that doesn't fall apart. So even though as I'm doing it, it's dripping out, or the tea bag out of the cup, that's not a problem. Right? We once spoke about that thing. Now, in Siftes, Mishameres, Afilu tuluyim erev Shabbos asalitim bashmar. Aval im nasim bashmarim. Me'erev Shabbos, right? So we have this sheet, let's say, and I put the pieces of the leftover of the grapes, the sediments, on the sheet, erev Shabbos. Mutta litin le'mayim kedei she'chazu tzalulim lazuv. It's mutter to pour water over them in order that they will come out, that the liquid should flow through them. And again, because now the liquid will have some grape taste to it, or maybe even little drips of grape juice that was caught in the sediments will come out with the liquid. So the Mishmura says over here, says, Ratzalayma, Lama Gimel. Shiyu Ashmarim Tzululim, Vamayim Izuvamem Immixus Minayayin Shinisha Blua Boy, Vatam. Vatam Shem Minasinus Amayim Shimboy. Lachari, when I'm pouring the water, I'm separating the drops of wine that's trapped between these psilas. Says, why is it not a problem? Vatam Shem Minasinus Amayim Shimboy. Shamayim Shu Noisin Tzalulim Haim. The water that I'm pouring is clear water. There's no taravis, right? The cup of water that I'm holding is clear water. So therefore, it's mutter. What's the svar over here? What's the svar? It seems like the svar that was saying over here is that since I'm starting off with something that's not taravis, and I'm ending with something that's not taravis, even though in between it went through a taravis, and I was using a kli over here, mashmeres, which is holding back the psilis and letting the water go through. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. Why? Because that's not the tzura of baira. Tzura of baira is that I have a taravis in front of me, and I am doing something to separate A from B. I'm separating the oichel from the psilis, and the psilis from the oichel. But if I'm not starting with a taravis, and I'm not separating something from a taravis, see, even though in between, and I'm happy about it also, because I'm doing it so that the water should get some grape taste to it, that's not the tzura of baira. That's not how baira was, it's not the malacha baira, that's not the malachas baira. It's not the malachas baira. So it will come out that, in any case where you want to do something similar to this, for example, you have those cones, right? The coffee cones, right? I put coffee in the cone, and then I take hot water, and I pour the hot water over it, and what do I get? Clear water. So again, this is the Bishul Shailas. Assuming that you go with the Shita that Kli Shlishi is Mutter, right? Or if the coffee is cooked, depends what you're using. But assuming you're using not cooked coffee and you're dealing with the Bishul Shaila by using a Kli Shlishi, so then would it be Mutter? It's the exact same halacha. Pour clear water over the coffee, and clear water is coming out. I, during the way, picked up some taste of the coffee. That's not a problem. That's not the tzura bayir. Yeah?
It's clear water after.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean clear as transparent. I meant clear that it's not with psedis. There's no psedis. Sorry. So there's another shaila that came up in the past few years here, and I saw that the fancier filters have charcoal. The water goes through charcoal. In the piece there, there's charcoal. It goes through the charcoal, and somehow that I don't remember exactly the points of it, but it purifies the water. So there were those that had a shaila that when I turn on the faucet, I'm causing water to come from over here, go through this filter, and come out of the sink, or come out of whatever faucet you're using for your purified water. So that's not a problem because that's the salacha. But the issue that they brought up was that when I turn off the faucet, so everything stands still. So now what's happening is there's water that's standing still in the middle over there where there's the charcoal pieces. And so right now there's a taravis right there. So when I go and I turn on the faucet, I am now separating the water that was trapped in here to come out. So there were those paiskim that wanted to answer it. Lemaisa, others held, and one of my Rebbeinu Moshe Yadler, also from the Marashavs, he held, no, it's not a problem. Even though you're right, it stopped in the middle, but still, it's water going through, coming out water. It's the same head that they have over here. Even though it stopped the middle. So there were those that wouldn't use the initial water that came out because that was from the... But yeah, that's not a problem. So, I see you don't like today's shir.
No, I'm trying to
say. You still have the head to hear. It's not the tzura of Baira. You started with water, you ended with water. Okay. Now Sif Yud. Sif Yud. Yayin oimayim shim tzalulim. You have wine or water that's salol, clear. Mutter is standing on the mashmeres. Mutter to strain it in a mashmeres. Va'ava b'sheish be'kismin dakin, even though there is some kismin dakin. Hoyol v'ru'uyin lishtois b'lavachi. Since it's right to drink this b'lavachi, even without the straining. Okay, so the mayim must be from Liban, the yayin v'shamashkin muta, v'im heim achurim, if they're dirty, v'im mayim ben yayin, also l'sandinam. Ola Rambam, m'shmeres asa, v'afil mayim yayin tzlulim. Okay. So over here, what seems to be in the halacha over here is that the halacha starts off that I have yayin or mayim tzalulim, but there's kismin dakin. Something, there is something there. But it's ruin l'shtais. It's right to drink, and people drink it. It's normal to drink it. So even though you are separating this kismin, but it's not psailis. It's not called psailis. There's no psailis. Therefore, most of our Right, the shaila comes up, you have these Brita pitchers, right, where there's a, in the pitcher there's a filter. So can I fill up the filter? I have a pitcher which has a filter. Can I fill up it, can I fill it up with water so that it will get filtered to drink the filtered water? The answer is yes, because that water is ru'uyin lishtais. It says on the paper they have to change the filter every 3 months or every month, and there's a timer that tells you how many days left you have to it, right? And if you'll look at it, you'll see Taka gathers something, some dirt over there. That's kismin dakin. The water is right. We're not living in a country where there's dirt in the water. It's right to drink. I have some people that won't drink this water because they feel like they're going to get a stomachache or not. That doesn't make it not ruin lishtais. A stomachache is not, doesn't make it not ruin lishtais. Okay, you prefer drinking it filtered because it's easier on your stomach. But still, ru'uyin lishtais, there's no real dirt here. There's no bayra here. There's a chiddush that the Bira Halacha has that if someone's a istinus, in Divrei Mas Chayiv Ru'uyin, he says, Mishu istinus, v'i'ev shalim mishti achi, hecha sheyesh ba kismin, v'chadayma, Efsha after Rubidin, she like Abdikla Loyamrina Bitela Daitil, did they also have a bird? Efsha. He's stretching it. Even so as an istness, which Efsha, he'll go 10 hours without drinking because he can't get a hold of filtered water. So he'll go for a day without drinking. Efsha Lemishti can't fathom drinking it because it's, for whatever reason. So Efsha by him, why is it Efsha? Because there's no Pesedis here. We need to be Mechadish Pesedis. So Efsha, this instantness could be Mechadish over here that there's a Pesedis. That's what's going on. Is. So that's the Shalav here. Now, when it's only Roy Lishtes Mishasat Chak, or let's go to the other extreme. If it's not possible to drink this unless you sift it, you strain it, so then that's a problem. That already is a problem. That's a problem. You know, you have different types of fruit drinks where there's pieces in there, right? Some people prefer the orange juice without the pieces. Again, is it psoilus? It's not psoilus. Many people, dafka, buy the ones with some pieces, right? Even your wine, there's pieces then already. I think most people won't drink that. But if in your orange juice, so there's some pieces. So it's really in lishtais. Unless someone's so makbid that fits into this bir halacha, otherwise it would not be a problem. Yeah.
What's ruin lishtais? Most people will drink it.
Yeah, but it's more than most. It's. Okay, Yud Aleph is not so negate us right now, but Altsbaira. Shmasara Yayam Sud Sokhli Zoshle Asiguma. Hayayam Shum Shini, fine. Komakam Shamutal Yibes. Komakam Shamutal Sani Yayam Besuda. Mutal Saninoi. Bechfifa Mitzvahs. Also not so negate us. Yud Gimel. Klishim Aaron Boy. Yayam Machavs. Right, you're pouring the yayin out from the chavis. Le'yitim be'piv kashim kismin be'chazaka. She'en le'chavis anenes g'day lo mizeh. So you're making sort of a strainer by putting the kismin over there to hold back the pieces, the sediments, etc. I mean, so kolshkin, if I put a real filter there, right, a real strainer, I put on top of that filter, something that's really going to hold back the big pieces, that's mamish bayra. The shacharach says kli shma'arin l'seichai. It's lavdafka, just picking and saying what the normal thing was. But over here we see that if I create some kind of like sort of a strainer on top of the bottle or the liquid, that's a problem. But if I'm doing a toe back, so let's say I have I just thought of a good shayla that someone once asked me. It's just a go off topic a little, but it's on topic. Someone told me that the Shlaima Yid, he asked me once, said by him in shul, so they, by Kiddush Shabbos morning, they have Shalmi Kogawar Pickle. So they have the big, from some yeshiva also, the big jars of pickles. So what do they do? So they go to the sink and they just pour the whole thing into the sink. And the strain of the sink holds the pickles back and the liquid goes down. They don't want it. Could be they clean the sink first. But he wants to know, is that Bayer? Is that Bayer Bekli? Is that Bayer Bekli? It's much a festive case, no? So anyway, so I was thinking of it because what brings the attention of it is if, let's say, I put my fingers in front to block the pickles from coming out, just let the liquid out. That's why I'm like kismindakin. You're making a strain that they have to hold back the pickles for the psalis to come out. Or the next case is, let's say I take the cover and I leave it open only a little so the liquid could come out. Also, right? These are examples that come off the salach, which l'chayra would be a problem, which seemingly would be a problem, but we'll see that there might be a heter or two, one from Shlom Zalman, the Chazon Ish, we'll speak about it, Mi'atz Hashem, in the next year. What time is it? Fine, so we'll stop here. I was thinking, maybe Sunday or Monday, we'll give him another share, and then we'll be able to finish up the simon. Yeah, we'll see. We'll be in touch about it. Oh, in the sink? It sounds like a problem. I'll tell you another case. You're washing the dishes, right? So you have that piece in the sink over there, where you're taking off all the dirt from the thing, and so the strain of the sink is holding back the junk from going down the drain, right? So you want the liquid to go down, but you don't want the pieces to go down your drain. So is that bayro or not? So over there, Shlomo Zalman said it's not bayro. Why? Because bayra is when you're separating good from bad. Over here, everything's bad. You wish you could just dump all that junk down your drain and it all should go wherever it goes, everything. You just don't want your sink to get stuffed up. That doesn't make it oichel. It's vayta pesayis, it's going straight in your garbage. So he held over there that the strain of the sink is not a problem. You don't have to take that strain out. You could leave it there, even though it's catching the big pieces of dirt. Because it's all garbage. But over here, you talk about the pickles. So it sounds like a problem. I remember if we came up with a heter for that, but...